On February 22nd, Governor J.B. Pritzker signed Illinois House Bill 3653, a historic and some would say controversial piece of legislation that takes aim at police and criminal justice reform. This bill was written and supported by the Legislative Black Caucus after the death of George Floyd. The bill has its flaws, but I believe it's a good start towards addressing racial and socioeconomic disparities in the judicial system. One of the most notable features of the bill is the elimination of cash bail by 2023. Not everyone is a fan of elimination of cash bail, however. On the DeKalb Daily Chronicle's public Facebook page, one woman told another that with no cash bail, if her daughter was raped, the alleged rapist would be home before her daughter was released from the hospital. I read the comments and experienced a range of emotions. More importantly, I was angry that the comment perpetuated the commonly used ideology of fear-mongering to frame a false narrative. There was a time when people who had opposing views would engage in civil but critical dialogue. Individuals would read, research, and review, then state their position citing their evidence. It seems now that fear is often used to solidify one's opinion. This strategy has also been used when talking about immigration, race, gender, religion, presidential elections, economic systems, and now judicial reform. The more I see this tactic used, the more I realize how manipulative it is. A quick search of the new bill clearly states that cashless bail would be an option for nonviolent offenders and at the discretion of the judge based on the person's threat to society. Fear is strong, but facts are stronger. I'm Joe Mitchell, and this is my perspective.